July the 13th. God said to Jonah, "Do you have good reason to be angry?" Jonah 4:9. Anger is not always or necessarily sinful, but it has such a tendency to run wild that whenever it displays itself, we should be quick to question its character by asking, "Is it right for you to be angry?" It may be that we can answer, "Yes." Very often, anger is the madman's firebrand, but occasionally it is Elijah's fire from heaven. It's good when we are angry with sin because of the wrong that it commits against our good and gracious God, or when we are angry with ourselves because we remain so foolish after so much divine instruction, or even when we are angry with others when the only cause of anger is the evil that they do. He who is not angry at sin becomes a partaker in it. Sin is a detestable and hateful thing, and no renewed heart can patiently endure it. God himself is angry with the wicked every day, Psalm 7:11, and it is written in his word, "Hate evil, you who love the Lord," Psalm 97:10. Do you have good reason to be angry? Far more often, it is to be feared that our anger is not commendable or even justifiable, and then we must answer, no. Why should we be irritated with children, quick-tempered with those who work for us, and bitter towards associates? Is such anger honorable to our Christian profession or glorifying to God? Is it not just the old evil heart seeking to gain dominion? And should we not resist it with all the might of our newborn nature? Many who profess to be Christians give way to an angry temper as though it were useless to attempt resistance. But the believer should remember that he must be a conqueror in every point, or else he cannot be crowned. If we cannot control our tempers, what has grace done for us? Someone told Mr. J. that grace was often grafted on a crabapple tree stump. "Yes," he said, "but the fruit will not be crabapples." We must not make natural weakness an excuse for sin, but we must race to the cross and pray that the Lord will crucify our tempers and renew us in gentleness and meekness after his own image.